to another episode of Game Changer Podcast. And today we are wrapping up the series, The Law of Process. What a great series. It's certainly been a blessing to me. Hopefully it's been a blessing to you as well. If you're just tuning in today, I believe that God's got you here right at the right time for the right word. You can go back and you can listen to any of our past episodes on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple, but also you can go back and listen to the rest of the series. Today, we're going to be talking about Elisha and the law of process. We're going to be in 2 Kings, the second chapter, and you can find that story that we're going to be going over the first through the 15th verse. And you know, here's my question first. Have you ever found yourself impatiently waiting for God's promises to be fulfilled in your life? And I think the answer across the board is a resounding yes. I know I have. I think we all have, right? Found ourselves impatiently waiting for God's promises to be fulfilled. And so perhaps you're in a season of transition, and maybe you're longing for the next step, a breakthrough in moments like these. And if you're not in this season, you know, you have been and you certainly will be. But in moments like these, we can learn valuable lessons from many people in the Bible. And today, we're going to be learning that lesson from the life of Elisha, the prophet who succeeded Elijah. And Elisha's journey exemplifies the law of process and the principle that God often works through a series of steps to fulfill his plans and purposes. And if you've walked with God for any significant amount of time, you know that there's been processes that you've gone through to see God's plan and purpose unfold in your life. So in 2 Kings, the second chapter, we encounter Elisha walking alongside his mentor, Elijah. And this is where we're going to pick up the story. Elisha knew that Elijah's time on earth was coming to an end. This wasn't a secret to him. He knew this. And he desired to receive a double portion of Elijah's anointing. Matter of fact, Elijah asked Elisha at one point, he said, "What would you have for me?" And he said, "I desire a double portion." However, instead of immediately receiving this blessing, this wasn't something that God just dropped in on him in the beginning. Elisha had to go through a process of preparation and perseverance, and that's how God often works. Why? Because, you know, can I just say this? He's preparing us, right? There's a season of preparation, and that requires perseverance to walk through that. So first, Elisha demonstrated his commitment to the process by refusing to leave the side of Elijah. When Elijah tested his resolve, he told him multiple times. There were several things that really, you know, get to me about this. Elijah told him multiple times. He said, "I'm going to go to this place. You stay here." And he did that multiple times along the journey: Gilgal, Bethel, Jordan. And every time Elijah told Elisha to stay here, you know, Elijah said, you know, "No, as surely as the Lord lives and you live, I will not leave you." That's in 2 Kings, the second chapter, the second verse. But he said that multiple times. Multiple times Elijah said, "You stay here, I'm going to go." And every time he said that, Elisha said, "No, as surely as the Lord lives and you live, I will not leave you." In other words, I'm in this for the process, and I'm in this until I get the promise. So Elijah understood that the journey was just as important as the destination. He didn't just want to get there. He wanted to get there God's way.
And I think you wanted to pick up things along the way. You know, mm-hmm. I immediately, as you're like recapping that, I kind of thought of our son, like mm-hmm. you going to do something and like, "Hey, wait here," and him following you.
Yeah.
Right. There's something in that following and that pursuit that you are hungry. Right. That basically said that I don't want to sit here. I'm hungry to know right. more and see what you have and understand what you're doing and why you're doing it. You know, that there was something in that pursuit. And it was almost like a childlike faith. Like I kind of just thought like a child, like I'm going to follow you. I'm going to go everywhere. I'm going to mimic. I'm going to do it. I'm going to mm-hmm. see it. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to take it in. And you know how often, now as an adult, when I look at our son, there's, you know, and really even our girls too. I mean, I was not going to say anything about our girls, because our son-in-laws will probably definitely tell them some things that they wish our girls did not follow me around and duplicate. But from me, but you know, I see when I see them, like how it's interesting as an adult now, like looking at our grown children, how much of what they've seen us do impacted them, and it's kind of interesting. So I kind of feel like it was like that pursuit, and it impacted him. Mm-hmm. Like there are some things that he picked up by that pursuit and that hunger to know and to desire, mm-hmm. To know, you know, him more and duplicate it more, not really him, but the Spirit of God working and moving in him. So I think
I'll say it this way, Elijah remained attentive and teachable throughout the process. And, you know, he observed Elijah's every move, kind of as you were saying about our son and daughters, you know, and he observed his every move, learned from his wisdom and character. And Elijah recognized that he needed to be shaped and molded before stepping into his calling. And it's so important because everybody wants the anointing, but nobody wants to pay the price.
Yeah,
and so
true.
Elijah embraced the process of becoming before their time of receiving. And I'll say that again, he embraced the process of becoming before the time of receiving. So he became what God wanted him to become before he received necessarily what he wanted to receive. And that's big. And so I think that that's a great point. You know, and third here, Elijah passed through a series of tests and challenges. You know, as they journeyed, so you had Elijah on one side saying, hey, you wait here, you know, while I go. And then on the other side, they journeyed. They were in the company of prophets, of the sons of the prophets, the Bible says. And these sons of the prophets were with them throughout most of the journey. And everywhere they went, they reminded Elijah that his master would be taken from him. Hey, don't you know your master is going to be taken from you? So Elijah's like, stay here. No, I'm going to go with you. Hey, don't you know your master is going to be taken from you? So they were constantly, there were these voices that were coming in. And, you know.
Well, I would say, you know, going back to what even the last podcast, the one thing is Elisha wasn't just fixated on the end product. Mm-hmm. He wanted the whole process.
Yeah.
He embraced the process. You know, he decided, I'm going to follow you. And there were probably some dirty places that he went. He got tripped up. He felt like he's seen the good, the bad, the ugly, and followed it. Where a lot of times in our, you know, walk of faith and in life, we want these end products, but we really don't want to take the time. Because his pursuit took time.
Yeah.
Right? It took time. We want the instant, but he took the time to go through that whole thing. He wasn't just attracted to the end product. He wanted to know what got him there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that he pressed on, you know,
That's
and he
good.
Was undeterred by the discouragement around him. And, you know, we have to do that. And if you walk in any process, you know that the process is something that is a law, right? God allows the process. He ordains a process because he wants to build your character. He wants to build your disciplines. He wants to get you prepared for the promise. But in that process, that's a God thing. But in that process, the enemy is working, and the enemy works through others' voices a lot of times. But Elisha was undeterred by the discouragement around him. He understood that the process would refine his faith, prepare him for the mantle or the anointing that he would soon receive. And, you know, and here's the thing, after persevering through the process, the day comes when Elisha witnessed Elijah, because going back to that initial question, Elisha, what do you want from me? You know, Elisha said, I want a double portion of your spirit. And Elijah said, it's a hard thing you've asked. And basically he said, it's a hard thing you've asked. There's a price to pay for it. But if you see me go, if you're there when I go, then you'll see this and you'll get this double portion. So the day finally comes when Elisha witnessed Elijah being taken into heaven in a whirlwind. And as Elijah's cloak fell, Elisha seized it. And, you know, it symbolized the transfer of authority and the transfer of the anointing. And so from that moment on, right, Elisha was empowered to perform mighty miracles and fulfill the purposes of God. You know, he was willing to pay the price. He was willing to walk through the process. And when he did that, he got the prize. He got the purpose. He possessed the promise. Amen. So I think we have to remember, you know, that God's timing and methods are perfect. That's the thing we have to understand. His timing and his methods are perfect. And just as Elijah had to go through the process, we also have to go through the process and be willing to trust God's timing and embrace the journey. And, you know, the law of process teaches you and I that God is not only interested in the destination, but also in the transformation that occurs within you and I along the way. So the destination is important. The destination is the sexy thing. The destination is the glamorous, glitzy prize that we're trying to get to. But the transformation is what's really priceless. And that occurs along the way and in the process. And so, you know, I think that's huge that we realize that. What do you think?
I would just say that if you find yourself in a season of waiting or preparation, take heart, mm-hmm. know that God is at work in your life. And I would say, take a pause and ask, what are you doing in my life in this season, Lord? Are you refining my character? Are you deepening my faith and trust in you? Are you equipping me for future things that you have for me? He has a plan, and are you asking him, hey, God, what is your plan, and help me through that? Embrace the process, because in due time.
That's the key word right there for a second. In what time?
Due time.
Due time. You will what?
See the fulfillment of God and his promises in and time. Over and through your life.
What's the scripture that says, you know, a tree planted by the rivers of water that will reap fruit in due season, in due season. And there's a season for planting. There's a season for watering. There's a season for harvest.
You know, our pastor has been talking about finances, but one of the things he brought up this week, what is he was saying is sometimes we see where people are reaping harvest, never taking note that the reaping of the harvest now was about what they planted in the previous season or the previous time. So, you know, what are you sowing right now in your life? And you may not see that harvest right now, but you got to remember what you're planting now is going to, like, come to fruition. It's going to come to pass.
Amen.
Especially
whether you're planting a lot, a little, or nothing.
And that's whether you're planting good seed or bad seed. So know that. And I think that comes back down to examining, is he refining my character in this season? Is he, you know, sharpening my integrity? Is he, you know, encouraging me and teaching me to be faithful in the small things that he can reward me with the big things, like really examining those seasons in your life. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for the example of Elisha and the law process. Help us to trust your timing and embrace the journey you have set before us. Strengthen our faith as I persevere through seasons of waiting and preparation. May I grow in character and be fully equipped for your God-given purpose that you have ordained over my life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 I hope you enjoyed this series. We certainly have enjoyed teaching it and bringing it to you, the law of process. Make sure you share this with somebody. You know, one thing is consistent, that you and I and everyone that's a believer will walk through process to get to the destination and the purpose that God has for us. And so share it with someone. Subscribe to our YouTube page. Click the notification bell and make sure you comment. You know, we know that these are touching people. We hear the testimonies. We, you know, run into people and they'll say, hey, well, watched your podcast and this really touched me. But we would love for you to comment on the episodes on YouTube and let us know what God's saying to you. Also, that might open up the freedom for someone else that to feel like they could comment as well. So you could be the fire starter or the igniter there. If you're on Spotify or Apple, also, you could subscribe to us there. Make sure you share the podcast with someone. And if you're on social media, tag Diana and I and our team. We love to see what God's doing in your life. Also, to stay up to speed with everything that we're doing here at IPD Agency, you can download our Game Changer app. You can find it. It's Game Changer by IPD Agency. And that app has so many resources that will help you in your walk, especially in the marketplace. Listen, we see you guys next time. We appreciate you. Love you. And thank you so much for listening to today's episode.